The news is read by Brian Jennings.
Gardaí say a man has been charged in connection with the investigation into the death of 30-year-old Ioana Mihailopecala in Ratoath, County Meath. The body of the woman, who was originally from Romania, was found at an apartment at Riverwalk Court in the town on Saturday. It's understood she had been the victim of an assault. A post-mortem examination was carried out yesterday. The man in his 30s is due before Trim District Court this morning. The Minister for the Environment, Climate and Communications, Eamon Ryan, will today lead the Irish delegation for the second week of the COP27 Climate Conference at Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt, where negotiations about increased greenhouse reduction targets and support for developing countries are intensifying. The Minister is expected to announce €18 million in new climate finance to support developing countries. Our environment correspondent, George Lee.
A lot of work, much of it tedious and technical, has been going on behind the scenes at COP27 over the past week, as officials and negotiators from 194 countries, sometimes with opposing interests, inch forward on the key issues. There's the pressure to cut greenhouse gas emissions. Only 29 out of 194 participating countries had increased their pledges before the start of COP last week. There's even bigger pressure for new money for loss and damage that climate change has caused in the poorest countries. The government will more than double Ireland's international climate finance contribution to €225 million by 2025. €18 million of that will be announced by the Minister for Environment, Climate and Communications, Eamon Ryan, at COP today.
Efforts are continuing to contain the further spread of avian flu to commercial poultry flocks after tests confirmed the virus in a flock of turkeys in County Monaghan. The entire flock of 3,000 birds is to be culled, and restriction zones around the infected holding near Clonus have been put in place. Our agriculture correspondent, Joe McGrailey.
The news that turkeys in a 3,000-strong County Monaghan flock had tested positive for H5N1 avian flu comes as all producers are finishing off their birds for the Christmas market. Turkeys in the infected flock had been tested on Saturday following concerns about illness being notified to the Department of Agriculture. Now the entire flock will be destroyed and will not enter the food chain. Following culling, the premises in question will be cleaned and disinfected. Restriction zones around the poultry farm, which is close to the border with County Fermanagh, have been put in place for up to 30 days. In the 3 kilometre radius protection zone, all movements of poultry and poultry-related products, including eggs for consumption, must first be licensed by the Department of Agriculture. In that zone and the wider 10-kilometre surveillance zone, numbers of poultry flocks will be visited and sampled for avian flu, and general precautions such as keeping birds housed, restricting access to farms and disinfection regimes all still apply. The restriction zones both extend into County Fermanagh, where officials from Northern Ireland's Agriculture Department will enforce their own similar regulations.
The government will today outline progress made on insurance reform when it publishes its third insurance reform implementation report. The report states that around 90% of actions in the plan have been completed or are ongoing. Sinn Féin has criticised the plan, saying premiums for businesses and voluntary organisations remain too high. Tommy Meskell of our political staff.
The news that Turkey...
Almost 2 years ago, the coalition launched its action plan for insurance reform. This latest implementation report states that around 90% of actions in the plan have been achieved or are ongoing. These include the establishment of an insurance fraud coordination office and new personal injuries guidelines. Taoiseach and Minister for Enterprise Leo Varadkar has said that while there have been reductions in motor premiums, further reforms are needed and work continues to implement them. Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson Piers Starty has said that premiums for businesses and voluntary organisations remain too high and that savings from reduced awards are not being passed on from insurers to policyholders. He's called on the government to support a Sinn Féin bill, which he believes would address that.
US President Joe Biden and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping will meet each other in person today for the first time since Mr. Biden took office. The two leaders will hold talks on the Indonesian island of Bali ahead of the G20 summit, which starts tomorrow. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has said investigators have uncovered more than 400 war crimes in areas of Kherson, abandoned by retreating Russian forces. He said the bodies of civilians and soldiers have been found. Russia denies its troops intentionally target civilians. Gardaí have appealed for witnesses to come forward following a road incident in Carrick an Siúr, County Tipperary, yesterday evening, in which a 67-year-old pedestrian was killed. The man was struck by a car on the N24 at Town Parks at approximately 7:30 p.m. Separately, a Garda remains in a critical condition in hospital after being seriously injured in a road incident in East County Cork. The incident happened just before 7 o'clock yesterday evening on the N25 Yall Bypass. Gardaí said the officer was in an unmarked patrol car and had stopped to assist a broken-down vehicle when he was struck by another vehicle. The bypass is expected to remain closed until around midday. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable, efficient, lower-cost heating? Think heating, think Grant.
Rain will gradually clear northeastwards this morning and it'll become dry and sunny for a time. Cloud will build from the southwest through the afternoon, bringing more rain later as southeast winds increase fresh to strong. Highest temperatures 9 to 12 degrees. There's a warning that southeasterly winds will reach gale force or strong gale force at times this afternoon and tonight on all Irish coastal waters and on the Irish Sea.